everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, the past 2 weeks for our country have been certainly very complex. They are not unprecedented in some ways. There are times in our history that we can look back to and feel echoes of our current days very much in the past. But the last 2.5 weeks have been complex, but so have the last 2.5 months. They have been complex. And so have the last decade. It's been complex, and the one before that. And the complexities that we are experiencing in this current moment are not new in some ways. They are coming to us in new forms always. But I think one of the things that we have to recognize in a time like this is that the complexities might not be new, and many of them aren't going anywhere. We are hopeful that the season of coronavirus will come to a close before too long. But yet also, we know that some of those things are going to be with us for another season or so. And so while these issues that we are experiencing in some very deep ways in these last 2.5 weeks or so, with the issues around racism and the unjust deaths that we have mentioned at the beginning of our service and spent time on in many ways this past week, those issues will be with us and those things will be addressed as we go forward. But yet also, I'm mindful that as things get more complex, things get more difficult in our relationships. Things get more complex as the conversations get deeper. Things get harder as the conversations get deeper. And I am aware that there are some struggles that are going on in our families. I'm aware that there are some differences of opinion between parents and children, between grandparents and grandchildren. I've heard that there are some disagreements, perhaps even with your pastor, on some of these things. And so as these complex issues that are with us in this day aren't going anywhere, the question is, how are we going to deal with the issues that we are facing in this current day and in the days to come? How are you going to have conversations with your coworkers about these things in ways that are constructive and can look towards the future? How are you going to have these conversations with your kids, your grandkids, the person that you get coffee with? Many of us find ourselves in conversations with people that we agree with, and it's easy to have those conversations. But what are we going to do when we have conversations with people that we disagree with? What are we supposed to do, and how are we supposed to manage these things? Now, as people who claim to be followers of Jesus, which I know if you're watching this, you are interested in what Jesus has to say, we find ourselves in a situation where we are called to a standard of very high living. We are called to live out expectations of those that come from Jesus. We are called to live out the life of Christ so that we, in our own lives, I should say, so that we can help other people come to experience God's love. And that doesn't change no matter what's going on in the world around us. The call that God places on us to live like Jesus and to lead like Jesus and to talk like Jesus never goes away. And so the question I want to ask for us today is, how can we do that? And how can we do that specifically in a time and in an age when people are having so many disagreements? How can we do that within families when there are disagreements? How can we do that within all the places that we live and work and play? And I want to turn our attention to the letter that Paul wrote to the people of Philippi as a place where we can look to have more help in the journey that we're on today and the journey that we will find ourselves on. Now, as we've been talking about, there's this reality that we are always writing a letter, or maybe an email as it would be today, or a text message, that somebody might find in the future. And the question that I've been posing for us is, what's that letter going to read like, and are we going to be proud of what's on that letter? And Paul's letter is one that we can look to find inspiration and guidance on what it means to have a letter that we'll be proud of. Now, specifically, Paul was writing to this group in Philippi, like I mentioned, and Paul was writing to them, and they seemed to have had some kind of problem. They seemed to have some kind of disagreement. Now, in many of Paul's letters, there is specific attention given to what the problem is, and Paul addresses it directly or has such strong words that we know exactly what the challenge was. But in this letter, it's kind of unclear what's going on. And so I think looking at the book of Philippians is actually very helpful for us in this day and age, because there are so many different things that could be of a challenge in our relationships in this time. And so we can look towards the words of Paul to help us better understand how we can move forward. Now, it's not just because Paul wrote this and it's in the Bible that this helps us. It's because of what Paul is advocating for. What Paul is advocating for is that we are to be like Christ in all that we do, that we are to have the mind of Christ in us so that we can bring that into all of our lives. And specifically, Paul is looking towards the ways in which we position ourselves and the way we posture ourselves in our conversations and in our relationships. Paul was specifically worried about the way in which some people in Philippi were acting and speaking towards one another. There was certainly something to be said about what was going on, but Paul was very interested in how they were handling things as well. And so what Paul writes to the people of Philippi is this encouragement to specifically have the mind of Christ, in which you would do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Simply put, that you were not going to promote yourself or promote what is most important to you, but you were going to put the other person ahead of yourself. And specifically then, he goes on to talk about how it was important. And he would go on to then say about how important it was for us to then regard others as being better than ourselves, rather to be humble in our conversations. And Paul speaks to these things to the people in Philippi because he wants them to experience the good life that God has for them. And so as we have begun to explore what it means for us to make sure that people of all backgrounds have a sense of God's goodness in their lives, it is still important for us to pursue goodness and God's best for us in our lives and in our relationship as well. And we can look to the writings of Paul here to help us with that. Now, specifically, what Paul, I think, is talking about here is two things that are very relevant for us today. And the first of which is motivation, and the second of which is posture. Now, one of the things that I think Paul speaks to in this letter to his friends in Philippi is specifically this question of motivation. And in our world today, it is so hard to have pure motivations when we're talking about hard things. So often, and I'm guilty of this too, so often we just find ourselves wanting to prove to the other person that we're right and they're wrong. We want to prove to them that we have been keeping up on the news. We want to prove to them that we understand what's going on, and maybe to kind of say that they don't. But that's not helpful motivation, is it? What if the motivation we had nothing to do with our own ambitions? What if the motivation that we had nothing to do with our vain conceit? What if our motivations were simply to help them, to make their life better? Maybe that would be something that we could process through in the way that we speak, the way that we listen, the way that we learn. What if we put their needs ahead of our own in those conversations? Now, that's going to be easier said than done in some ways, but I think that if we have set out with the intention of having healthy and faithful motivations, we can certainly do much better in those complex conversations and in those hard conversations, especially going in when we know we might disagree. That's something that I think has been very evident in the last 2 weeks and even the last 2.5 months, is that there have been very distinct ways in which we go into conversations kind of knowing what the other person thinks, or maybe completely knowing what the other person thinks. And it's in those conversations that I think I need to work hard to make sure that I don't get my guard up, so that I don't come on too strong, so that I don't say something that I regret later, but rather do things out of the proper motivation and the proper way, which is to make sure that I am helping them have the best life that they can have. And so if we can keep our ambition in check in all these conversations, in all these ways, when we're being challenged, we can help people experience the love of Christ in those places. The other thing that Paul talks about is the posture that we're supposed to have when we're living life as followers of Jesus, when we are channeling our inner Jesus so Jesus comes through and not us. And the posture that Paul advocates for is one of Jesus. It's one of humility. It's one where we put indeed the needs of the other person ahead of our own. And that's one of the things that Paul speaks to, and that's one of the things that I hope we can hear in what Paul is teaching, is that if we can have a posture of humility to not regard ourselves as being all-knowing, to not regard ourselves as having a market on being right, then we can find ourselves putting ourselves in a position to listen and learn in ways that we wouldn't have been able to if we weren't being humble, if we weren't considering them to be worthy of our time, worthy of our attention. And this, again, is something that I think is always difficult for us, and it's something that's difficult for me at times, but I think this is also particularly difficult in our time right now, especially. It is really hard to swallow our pride. It is really hard to stop long enough to listen to someone who disagrees with us. It's pretty easy to listen to someone who agrees with us, but it's hard to listen to somebody who disagrees with us. And there's a lot to disagree about these days. Now, I hope there are some fundamental things that we've been learning about ourselves and about humanity that we can fully agree on. I think there are things that we need to condemn and we need to move forward from and to heal in our society. But there are other things that are really in the negotiable territory. And I want to encourage us to consider the posture that we take when we get into those conversations. And here's why. In addition to the fact that this is what Jesus is advocating for, that we are people filled with love and that we have postures that are reflective of his, of humility, I also want to consider and ask you to think about this. When you've been in a conversation, maybe even an argument lately, and you have had a posture of humility, think about how that conversation has gone. I bet it's gone really well. Very rarely do we find ourselves in a position of humility and learning, and that doesn't go well. Now, when Paul says be humble, this isn't to say that you just need to let people walk all over you. But what it is to say is that to try to regard them, to see them as being better than you, so that you can put yourself in a position to learn. Because when we focus on the posture we need to take, we make it more about the way in which we are going to have the conversation than the point we are trying to make. If we focus on our posture, then we will have the kind of conversation we want. If we focus on the point we're going to try to make, then we may lose sight of the type of humility that we want to have in the midst of it. I also think that if we can focus on the humility that we want to have as the posture in these conversations, it also will send a message to the person that might say to them, even if I don't agree with your view, it doesn't mean I don't like you. We can agree to disagree. If we have that posture of humility, they may hear that. They may see that in the way you conduct yourself. But if we come in with ambition and vain conceit, if we come in thinking that we know everything and they know nothing about the subject at hand, then they aren't going to be able to hear you either. And you're not going to be able to hear them. It's going to be a recipe for continued conflict and continued struggle in this time. If we can get ourselves to think about our posture being one of humility, then we can have hard conversations and continue in our way forward. So I think we want to take the words of Paul very seriously here, and not again because he wrote them, but because he was calling people to imitate Christ, that he was helping people understand what it meant to be like Christ and to channel the way of Jesus and his way of living. And just like we have needed to always bring out our faith to help us make it through life so that we can be people of love and peace, just like we've needed over the last 2 weeks and just like we have needed our faith over the last 2.5 months, we still need our faith to guide us and help us as we go forward. Because what do we know? We know that we are facing complex times. And we know we have complex conversations ahead of us no matter where we are going or what we're doing. So if we can have postures of humility, If we can do things with proper, faithful motivation, we can have the kinds of conversations that we need. We can have the kinds of dialogue that can help us move forward. And so I have a suspicion that you are going to find yourself in a complex conversation in the week or in the time to come. And when you feel that coming on, or if you don't see it coming, remember the words of Paul. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. And consider yourself to be humble in that moment. Because when you can do that, you will show that person love. And when you show them love, you are finding the way forward that God wants for you, and indeed the way forward that God wants for them. So let us have faithful motivations, and let us have postures of humility, really in all that we do, but especially in our complex conversations.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.